Hello, my name is Milton Jones. I want to welcome you to Fresh Steps for You, where our goal each time is to feed you with knowledge and understanding so you can order your steps according to the Word of God so you can live your best life yet. Now, yesterday we was talking about how did God create the earth? How did he go about doing it? And we found out that you know, he spoke words. We even found out yesterday that on the first day, what did he do? He created day and night. How did he do it? The earth was surrounded by darkness and by water. And he spoke the word, let there be light. Or another way to say it, light be. And when he said light be, then light was. And God saw that it was good. And he called the light day and he called the darkness night. Then on the second day, what did he do? Well, let's go back to Genesis chapter 1 and let's find out what he did. And according to Genesis chapter 1 verse 6, it says this. It says, then God said, let there be firmaments in the midst of the waters. Because remember, the earth is surrounded by water. He says, and let it divide the waters from the waters. Because remember, there's water on the earth. There's a water all around the earth. Thus God made the firmament and the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. And what is the firmament called? Heaven. So you have the earth atmosphere, which is called the first heaven. You have space atmosphere, which is the second heaven. And then the third heaven is where God resides at. So when you hear somebody say, you know, spiritual wickedness in heavenly places, in accordance to Ephesians chapter 6, he's talking about when they're in spiritual witness in heavenly places, he's talking around the earth's atmosphere, not in the physical place where God himself resides. So God says, hey, you know what? What I'm going to do is I'm going to set things back in order each day. So the first day he made, he said light be, light was. Light was the day. The darkness was the night. The second day he says firmaments be. And he said, and when he says firmaments be, let there be firmaments, he said, hey, separate. I want to separate it into three different heavens. The one that's round the earth, the one that's above the earth, and the one that's above the galaxy and atmosphere. And I don't know about you, God is so awesome because only he is able to take something that seems has no form and speak to it and give it for you. That's the same thing he did in your life. That's the same ability he's giving you in your life. If something's not right in your life and it doesn't line up with what the Word of God says, stop talking to your problem, talking about your problem, and start speaking God's word to your problem to turn that situation totally around. Man, my name is Milton Jones. This is day number two. We're going to be going to day number three tomorrow. We'll see you next time on Fresh Steps for You. God bless you. Have a great day. Bye-bye.